Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You guys think led to the Royals getting to this point? I'm talking organizationally, not literally how, like, in the last week or so they got to that. I'm talking
not like they called Persig in for the ninth.
I am saying, how did this organization get to a point where they could bounce back from a 56 win season to where they are now, which is in the driver's seat of an American League divisional series that's knotted up with two home games at Kauffman Stadium? I want to hear from you guys, because I think if we start broadly, the answer is, well, J.J. Piccolo is the general manager of this team, and that is not
just
a shot.
Hiring J.J. Piccolo.
Yeah,
huh?
And that's not a shot at Dayton Moore. We all know what he accomplished in this city.
He won a
My
World
goodness,
Series.
He won a World Series. He brought us some unbelievable moments in this city, and he will be forever remembered for that. He's done amazing things, still continues to do amazing things in this community. But with where baseball is at now, I think the single biggest decision is that J.J. Piccolo is the general manager in a different approach, a different way of looking at things. J.J. Piccolo's hire then leads to the hire of Matt Quatrero in a different approach. It leads to John Sherman's belief to spend a little bit of money because he believes in the vision of the organization. So that's the broad answer. And then we can narrow it down if you want. Text line, or you can call us. Individual moves, sure, that took place along the way.
So If you open it up to anything, the hiring of J.J. Piccolo is arguable as a massive impact for it. Somebody could just say it's drafting Bobby Witt Jr. I see that over in the text line, 816. Here's my answer. Retaining Salvador Perez. I know that the trade of Cole Reagans has probably equaled more wins on paper. I'm sure the signing of Seth Lugo has equaled more wins on paper. All of those things. I do not think that this is a postseason team without making sure Salvador Perez is still here. Not trading Salvador Perez, for me, is the single biggest move they made in helping this team go from 56 wins to being in the postseason. He is far too important to this organization, far too important to this franchise, and he's had a great season. So he's actually, he's contributed in a big way to the way that they win. He's played 150 plus games this year, almost 100 of which was at catcher. He was there to play first base when Vinny went down, all of those things, the leadership, everything in between. I know Reagans and Lugo or I mean, hell, you could say, would they have made the postseason if they didn't make the bullpen trade deadline deals for Urseg or others? Maybe not. But I think Salvador Perez, you made me rank it out as the single biggest one.
If we're going to go individual players, I mean, at this point in time, how is the answer not just the fact that ultimately they drafted and developed talent that has led to a guy that's going to finish second in MVP voting, that is going to win an MVP someday, that will put his team on his back? And I understand he's 0 for 5 the last couple of nights, but I fully expect Bobby Witt Jr. this evening to step up in a big way offensively in addition to his defense, and I think he will. And so that, if we're going specific moves, I actually think that's the first one that comes to mind. I understand what Lugo and Reagan's moves have meant, of course. But without Bobby Witt Jr., this team is simply not in the postseason. Just not. Period. You can't take away those numbers, those RBIs, the stolen bases,
so
the pressure.
So just simply the drafting about, or just retaining him? I mean, just giving him
the extension. He was never going to, even if they didn't get a deal done, he was never not going to be on the team this year.
Yes.
But drafting Bobby Witt Jr., how many times have we talked about mainly pitching,
developing
players, period. They were able to evaluate talent. Seems so obvious, like, well, duh, of course you should have drafted him. But we see all the time in baseball guys get drafted in incorrect order and, you know, and misdrafted all the time. So that would be the particular move. And that was under Dayton Moore, obviously, as well. That's what I'm saying. I think
his fingerprints are still in some small places. I saw somebody be like, you got to give all this credit to him. Like, I don't have to give a ton of credit to Dayton because he definitely has, because he was the GM just a few years ago, some parts of this team, including drafting and signing and extending multiple times Salvador Perez. So it's not like Dayton has no impact. He obviously was the GM of record when they went and took Bobby Witt Jr. This goes down to like a, I don't know who the person was banging the table. Nobody needed to bang the table. Everybody knew I could have drafted Bobby Witt Jr. right, in a lot of ways, but they did it and they developed.
That's what I'm saying. What you just said there is where I was like, I know people will say it's so simple, but how many times have we seen the Royals organization draft the wrong guy?
Too many times.
You know, so
I'm sure the Orioles, who had the number one overall pick, thought that Adley Rutschman was the sure thing. It's not like he's not a big leaguer or a very good player, but if they could reverse engineer that thing, they'd take Bobby Witt Jr. That's for sure. It was actually because we go back to the decision. You and I defended it at the time. And I think at the time we were accused of it because we had a relationship with JJ Piccolo. But at the time, I'm like, they're different people. I do not think of work the same way that my boss thinks of work. We do not have the same ideas, approach everything in the same way. JJ was willing to take a modern approach to this team. I don't know how many times Dayton Moore looked me in the face and said, we should be more transactional, but that he knew that that was a difficult thing for him to do because of the personal relationships he had built and knew he liked. It was hard for him to get past, even if he knew it was something he needed to do. JJ's been willing to make that move.
Yeah, that's why it's the first dance. I'm curious what you guys are thinking. 913-586-7965. Let's go out to Tyler. Tyler, you're on Cody and Gold.
Yeah, I do think it's because of JJ. I understand your take, Gold, on Bobby, which obviously he was a great, you know, draft choice. He's been great this year. But I think it's honestly the pitching staff that he has assembled. I think that's been really, other than Bobby, you know, the starting pitching staff has been pretty consistent all year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what we all see what playoff Aaron Judge is like, which works out in our favor. Bobby didn't have a great series in New York. We don't want that to happen with Bobby, obviously, but it goes back to pitching. You know, my granddad always said good pitching stops good hitting, and the pitching staff that JJ has assembled, and also to your point of being more transitional, getting trades like Lucas Urseg. I really feel like that Urseg trade was a big boost because before the All-Star break, we weren't getting a lot of strikeouts in our bullpen. That was our biggest issue, was the lack of strikeouts. Urseg comes in and really just kind of motivates. I feel like our bullpen, look at Chris Bubich. So I really feel like it was JJ. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Appreciate
that's Tyler here, 913-586-7965. We'll continue to take some of your calls there.
I mean, Changing the pitching development. No doubt.
And I mean, as far as individual moves this year, I mean, yeah, Lucas Urseg, not even close. I mean, it's one.
Honestly. If you, for entire calendar year, Lugo.
Yeah. I mean, but with where this team was at, as far as a trade deadline move, you can make a strong case. Lucas Urseg is the best trade deadline move of any team in baseball, based off of now knowing where they're at in the postseason. I know there were other big Jazz Chisholm, who we've been talking about, was a nice acquisition for the Yankees. But I think knowing where this bullpen was at, I mean, think about it, if Urseg is not on this team, I know other guys have since stepped up.
I honestly think they don't make the postseason.
Chris Bubich would be closing. Okay. But Lucas Erceg allowed them to set up the bullpen to where it is at now.
Chris Bubich wasn't even pitching back-to-back games until mid-September. He couldn't have been the closer for this team the whole way. I mean, simply put, if they don't get Lucas Erceg at the deadline, they still don't make the playoffs.
So I'm saying, I think it's the biggest trade deadline move of any team made this year.
Probably. Yeah. I'm not looking at them all on paper. Odds are, yes, that there's no one who had one that was more impactful than that. I think Lugo's probably the answer for like any move this year. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can go back. Obviously, it's years and years and years worth of, you know, like we talked about with Salvi or Reagan's trade or all these other ones that make these massive impacts for why the team is here. It is J.J. Piccolo hitting on like 9 of the last 11 moves he's made, 10 of the last 13, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. The rate, his hit rate right now is incredibly high. Like Brett Veach level hot of every move I make seemingly works out. I mean, what the few that didn't work were, I guess, Hunter Harvey.
Yeah, and he's
like
still
even
under team
Garrett Hampson, people who didn't like, he's had a nice game.
Hunter Harvey, we'll find out next year. I mean, it's not he wasn't a half season rental. You know, he didn't help this team this year, but Hunter Harvey will be in the bullpen for this team next year.
Someone said, what about Sherman for spending money?
Sure.
Yeah. That might apply there as well.
913-586-7965. James in KCK, it looks like. You're on with Cody and Gold.
Oh, yeah. My number one thing, the big thing that you brought up, Jazz Chisholm, and I remembered this as you brought him up, I was complaining to my sisters about how stupid this guy must have been to, like, say crap like how we are, quote unquote, we got lucky, as if there's no effort involved in baseball like that. Because, like you said, I would think that going to the replay booth when you're obviously out and getting called safe anyway, that's pretty goddamn lucky, I'd say. That's pretty lucky. And you're going to the stadium that's right next to the NFL stadium that looms large when you're going to go there for an away game. Like, that is the worst NFL stadium to have to play an away game into because of the crowd noise. And you think next door that crowd's going to be any different in the postseason after how hungry they've been for a postseason? And then not only like that, you light a fire under all of them by insulting their team after losing, and now you're going on a home road stretch. Honestly, I think after that, series might not even go back to New York. The only problem is, like we said, Bobby really hasn't had a great like postseason. It's like superstar shortstops, for whatever reason, just haven't had whatever has been going for him put out. Gunnar Henderson in the wild card series, he played like crap.
Thanks for the call, James. 913-586-7965. I do think the thing with Bobby Wood Jr. So, yeah, the last two games, 0-for-5. Nobody's disputing that. It's a fact.
0-for-his last 10.
0-for-his last 10. First time in his career he's gone back-to-back games 0-for-5. I still think, though, the notion that he's had a bad postseason is still eliminating the fact that in his first two postseason games, he came up with game-winning hits. What would ultimately be the game-winning hit in one of them. You know what I mean? Like, so I hear you. Like, nobody's saying that he the last 10 at-bats have not been good. Not worried about him tonight, and especially since we saw him come through in Baltimore. Now, if he was...
He's also been a better hitter at home this year.
He has.
Pretty significantly better.
You know, and of course, off the offensive stuff, look on the defensive side. The double play, we played the call of it earlier.
I get it.
The glove has still been incredible.
If you looked at his postseason stats, because he's 0-for-his-last 10, he's hitting 158 with a 316 OPS. So, like, the numbers themselves in four games. But if he goes 3-for-5 tonight, his OPS is going to be 800.
I know. Yeah.
Like, it's the same as caring about what a player does statistically. Like, if you look at the box score in the first five games of the regular season. No, he's had two game-winning hits, and he's played really good defense. In his first two games, he went 3-of-10. You'd take him hitting 300 in the postseason most of the time. He has been cold each of the last two games, and that has certainly been a factor. But, yeah, I'm not... By no means am I here panicked about it at the moment.
Let's get one more call in here. 913-586-7965. We were asking the question, what's the single biggest decision you think the Royals made to get to where they are now as an organization? Jason in Gardner, you're on Cody and Gold.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, man.
I think, hands down, without question, the key that has turned this entire machine around was them extending Bobby Witt and giving him the contract they gave him. Because that, to me, proved to these other pitchers and all these other players that were willing to come to Kansas City, these guys are for real. Maybe this is an end game for me. You know, I would not be surprised one bit if they don't extend Ursag in the offseason, if they don't extend Cole in the offseason. You know, I think that makes a big difference, man. I mean, for the first time in the history of the Royals, we've got a six-figure deal, you know, of this caliber going to a player that, I quite honestly, deserved it. And I think that's really, you know, that just that has a lot to do with it. I think the ownership proving that they want to be a winning program, that makes a big deal, because, you know, if I'm a veteran, I don't want to end my career in an area where, you know, I want to go out with a bang. I don't want to end with a team that doesn't care if they win or not. So.
Thanks for the call, Jason. Jason and Gardner,
913-586-7965. They got years and years and years of control on him.
He's still pre-arbitration. Yeah,
for the next 2 years, he's pre-arbitration.
Yeah, so no, that don't have to do. I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, I mean, I think it could cause things. I will say, though, you mentioned, hey, maybe the other moves led to Bobby's extension. Yeah, I think it was more that. I think it was more that the Royals going out and getting Seth Lugo. For example, Michael Walker probably gave Bobby more confidence than it was like Bobby's extension. Remember, came in February. They had already signed Seth Lugo. They had already signed Michael Walker, if I'm not mistaken, prior to that extension. So it was more those moves proved to Bobby, I think, more than it was Bobby signing had anything to do with Lugo signing in Kansas City. Now, do I think Bobby Witt Jr., who's one of the most exciting players to watch in all of baseball, do I think as we move forward that him being on this team is going to lead to other players maybe? If the money's right, ultimately, right, that's what still is going to matter from 90% of guys out there. If the money's right or close and they have an opportunity to play with Bobby, and especially if this team goes on a run this year, yeah, I think there's a small fraction that it can help in free agency going forward with other players. But ultimately, we know, especially in baseball, when you wait so long to get your big payday as a free agent and have the opportunity to be free, money is going to be 90% of the equation, I would argue.
This is why the Lucas Hersek deal is such a good deal. And people are like, well, I don't know how much you're giving up for Lucas Hersek. He is not a free agent until 2029.
Yeah.
They have 5 more years because baseball's nuts. If it takes you a while to get to the big leagues, they just control your entire career. They don't ever have to pay you. They can, but they don't have to. He doesn't get arbitration raises for 2 more seasons. He just has to make, you know, 8. I mean, look, I'm sure most people would take $800,000 a year, but he's certainly not being paid based on his value, not his current value, to the Royals organization, to the Royals team. Now, they've been willing to pay teams or pay players early and just lock them up, but still. Like, I mean, that's what made that trade so spectacular at the time.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.